Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're in a different kind of area than most down here in Castlemaine. We're kind of isolated from everything. So we kind of got into routine over the last couple of years. We used to travel maybe once or twice a week to train in Cork. Like maybe about 75% of our players before COVID were based in Cork, and you know, like, there's a lot of challenges and whatnot with that. And I suppose when COVID hit, then, you know, we kind of didn't really know what to do with ourselves at the beginning. In fairness, our management last year now, spearheaded by Andrew O'Sullivan and Jimmy Murphy, they organised a run for darkness into light there last April or May. And that kind of got us together, kind of doing something collectively, kind of as a group, but individually, obviously. And it was a big change, as you said. It was definitely a change from normality, anyway, that's for sure.
Let me go right back to the start for you. What's your earliest memory of being involved with Castletown BRG?
I suppose our earliest memory would be playing underage out in Castlemaine in Drone Pitch with the likes of Johnny Crowley and Jimmy Murphy and Pierce Lyon and these fellas training you. I suppose that was mid to late 90s. I suppose we were kind of lucky enough that Bear were very successful at the time, the division with under 21 and senior level at the time. They won in 97. So probably the earliest memory would be the likes of Kieran O'Sullivan and Ali Rue and Donna Wise and Alan O'Regan. These fellas bring back the Andy Scannell Cup, I suppose, and went to Castlemaine Bear games, and they got to the final in 97 and 99, kind of following those trials and tribulations, I suppose. They lost both games after replay, so they're probably my earliest memories, Mike.
And of course, you would have come from a strong GAA house as well.
Yeah, like, the interest was there. I was lucky enough, the family were interested, and I'd have some relations in playing as well, and you know, the culture in Castlemaine was strong enough at the time, the football culture. So, like, there isn't much to do down here rather than play football. Like, we don't, there's no hurling. You know, I'd say the only time hurlies are used down here is chasing cattle or sheep. You know, so we kind of had no other choice, really.
And I know that you tasted a bit of success at minor and, of course, then county success at under 21.
Yeah, we were kind of lucky enough there in the early 2000s, I suppose. We won two minor B counties. We went into under 21 there with Bear in 2006. And it kind of coincided with Castlemaine Bear getting into county final the same year. Against Ballingarry, and unfortunately we lost after a replay. But I suppose it all kind of was a bit of experience coming, a mixture of experience and youth at the time, you know. And it was a good experience for all the younger guys, especially in that intermediate team. I'd say definitely 10 or 12 lads were under 21 at the time. So even though we lost, we kind of gained a lot of experience, and definitely it kind of helped us going forward in the next couple of years, you know.
And of course, those next couple of years took you on then to the intermediate final in 2011. You were the captain, unfortunately, the same result as the previous four times.
Yeah, I suppose it was always in the back of your head, really. You know, Castlemaine lost in 99, 97, 2006, and also in 1990 as well. And unfortunately, that year we actually had a quite a good year until the final. 2011, we kind of lost to a better team on the day. You know, Kinsale were probably the underdogs on the day. We were expected to win, and sometimes it doesn't always go to plan. But that was another unfortunate occasion. Thanks for bringing that up, Michael.
And of course, I suppose to your credit, like you wouldn't go away, and came back again then, and finally got over the line in 2012 against Aroge.
Yeah. Yeah, we were quite fortunate, I suppose, because like Alan O'Regan then was captain in 2012, and I suppose we kind of drew off his experience and his encouragement throughout the year. We actually lost the first two games that year. It was kind of like the wheels nearly came off the wagon at one stage, and I give credit to our management team, Morgan O'Sullivan and his selectors. You know, they kind of got us back on track, and we were fortunate enough to get over the line then, you know, against a very good Aroge team, you know, which included like Sir Daniel Goulding and Kieran Sheehan, you know. And we probably won a game we shouldn't have won. While the year before, we probably should have won the game we lost. But sometimes that happens in sport, like anything else, I suppose. But yeah, it was a great day for the club, I suppose, and a great week for the community, you know. It kind of brought a buzz around the town, and when things were a bit bleak, so it was great, yeah.
And of course, you're up now at Premier Intermediate since 2013. Obviously, at times it's been a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it has been a bit of a challenge, I suppose. You know, especially that we've, like any other club, I suppose there can be a high turnover of players. Like we won't be blessed with the population as other clubs, so. Kind of would be hoping like to have three or four players coming through most years, while our teams could have double or treble that, you know. So like we actually did quite well maybe in the first couple of years of Premier Intermediate. We got to the semi-final in 2015, where we lost to St. Michael's, and since then we kind of we had a few good and bad days, you know. So like you'd have to give credit to every manager that took us on, you know, you had Donald Butcher and you had Peter O'Leary and these guys that would have brought us, you know, always on a volunteer basis, you know, and would have trained us and managed us throughout the good and bad times. So hopefully, as we have a new management in place this year, that the future will be bright, you know, with a few young players coming through and whatnot, you know.
Larkin, the format then last year for the championship across all grades was changed, and it turned out a bit like this sort of Champions League format where teams were put into groups. Were you a fan of that? Because it seemed to work very well.
Yeah, like there's positives and negatives to everything, I suppose, but definitely the positives to this definitely outweighed any negatives associated with it, because at least there was a structure there for, you know, you actually knew the plan for the summer, as you say, like you could actually plan a holiday or something like that. You know, you kind of knew when you were going to be playing. And like I remember going back to 2004 or 2005, even that you could be playing in April or May, and you might be playing then in August or September. John, your whole summer is gone, kind of waiting around to see how the inter-county team got on, or there might be a hurler playing with a club. You could be playing a city team, and at least you have a structure now, and the games are quite competitive still, even though it is on a league structure, you know, there is a league basis, but it is quite competitive still, which is good.
And I'm recording this interview with you on Thursday night, and a short time ago, the championship draws for 2021 were made, and it's incredible to think that the same four teams that she played in 2020, you'll have to do it all over again in 2021. It's hard to believe the four teams came out again.
But it's hard to believe, for sure. There's a bit of deja vu about it. I don't know, is it a good or a bad thing? But sure, look, they know as much about us as we know about them, really. You know, like Newmarket will probably be the favourites again in the group. They won all their games last year. And there probably wasn't much between the other three teams, you know, between the Pearcy Gahead and ourselves, and we'll be trying to go one better at least, you know, and I suppose Gahead will be doing the same, trying to get into the top two again, and the Pearcy will definitely be out to prove a point as well this year. So I suppose all games will be competitive in all groups, but I suppose it makes it a bit more extraordinary, I suppose, that we're in the same group again.
Now, what we did find out as well tonight is that the games are going to start in early June. They're going to run a league competition. It's going to be called a League Cup. That's obviously a welcome development that clubs now know what's ahead of them.
Oh, 100%. Like, you know, credits would have to go to Kevin O'Donovan and the county board, you know, for organising something like this, you know, because like players need games, you know, and it's great that we'll be back in the pitches in a couple of weeks' time, you know, and please God that contact games can come, we can play towards the end of May or beginning of June or whatever, you know, and you need competitive games as well, you know, to bring on young players and get them up to pace with senior intermediate levels, you know. There's a big difference obviously between minor and under 21 to the next level again, so you know, it's great.
The other feather that you have in your bow, apart from being a talented player on the team, is that you're the club secretary as well. What possessed you to get involved in administration?
Yeah, I suppose I kind of fell into it. Jimmy Murphy was the current secretary and the outgoing secretary, and he kind of asked me, and I find it hard to say no to Jimmy anytime, because he's given such dedication and time to the club between training us and managing us, and just on the official side of things then, you know. So it's when he asked me, I was a bit hesitant, but I said I'd give it a shot, and it's quite interesting to see how the other side of the club is run. I suppose a lot of it would include organising fixtures and communicating with the county board and communicating with the managers and selectors and the fields committee and stuff like that, and we recently renovated the football pitch as well, so kind of seeing all those sides of things is kind of an eye opener really, and I definitely would give second thoughts and give me out about any club official, because it's all voluntary work, as you know, and the time and dedication they put in is second to none, and it can be a thankless job at times. And you know, our chairperson Noel there and Jimmy Murphy, our assistant secretary, and our treasurer there Denise, they all put in tireless work behind the scenes, you know, and sometimes they don't get the credit they deserve, but they get their own out of it, and they're pleased to help out, I suppose.
Yeah, because players are always giving out about the club officers, so obviously yeah. Now you've changed your tune.
I've changed my tune to some degree. I'd be a bit slow and to kind of cast my concerns over anything like that. And I suppose the players are a bit hesitant to say anything in front of me now in the dressing room as well.
You mentioned the new management team. I would describe it as a kind of a high-profile management team with plenty of... county experience, so your guys now are going to have to step up to the plate and deliver the goods.
Yeah, I suppose we're lucky enough really that Margaret O'Sullivan, who was in charge of us in 2012, that he's come back and give us a dig out, like, you know, in fairness. He's a great Gaston Bearman, and he has Donna Wiseman and Padre Healy and John Paul Sheehan and Seamus Harrington helped him out as well, like, so we're very lucky to have a situation like that where they can give their time and dedication to us, and you know, it's only fair that the players would put in the effort, and if we put in half of the effort as they do, like, you know, hopefully we'll be in a good place towards the end of the year.
But at least you know after this particular Thursday night that it's training in the second week of May, games in early June, and the championship probably in early August.
Please God, yeah. And as I said a while ago, you know, it's all about just having a structure in place and you know, knowing who you're playing, and it definitely gives encouragement and excitement to the players as well. You know, I'd be guessing all the lads will be texting each other tonight now, just, you know, about Newmarket and Napiershead, like, and looking forward to it. And We need a bit of light at the end of the tunnel as well for everybody, and need a bit of positivity, you know, because it's been a tough couple of months, I suppose, and a tough year, and we need to be getting onto the pitch and moving on with our lives, I suppose, and getting back into everyday life.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.